What's your name?
Hobbs.
And where are you from?
Down south, South Yorkshire.
So what are you intending to do today?
Today the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army, Circa, is going to be attending a carnival. And we're going to be there to make sure everyone has the best time possible. We're going to be spreading our love, not forcing it on anyone. And we're generally going to be diffusing any tense situations which may arise through the judicious use of clowning.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that?
That remains to be seen. We will clown around as best we can.
And most clowns here, where are they from?
All over Britain. We've got some from Sweden, some from we've got some Quebecois, we've got un bataillon belge. There are many from Edinburgh, a good few from Glasgow, some from Bristol, London. I'm not quite sure. I mean, you know, we're a formidable force. There are actually clowns all over the world. Yes, just waiting for the order to well, rise up and be silly.
And are you going to do the anti-capitalist battle?
An anti-capitalist battle? Well, we're certainly not violent clowns, and even if we were, we're not very good at fighting, so we'd just get beaten up. It's definitely not our intention to cause any violence. It's in fact our intention to prevent it as much as possible. But of course, we've got every confidence that the police will be good today. And that the carnival will be nice and fluffy.
What do you think about the way they acted on the Make Poverty History March?
On the whole, I thought they did an adequate job. But in some cases, for example, with the Black Bloc, I feel they were rather heavy-handed. It's very often the police's intention to intimidate and discredit the movement when the police perform a heavy-handed or violent action. The focus is always on the protesters as the instigators, and that discredits members of the anti-capitalist movement, which just isn't fair.
Okay. Do you have a message for someone?
When in doubt, mess about.
Thank you very much. Tu es d'où?
Du Québec.
Et tu es maintenant dans l'armée des clowns. Pourquoi?
Parce que je pense que c'est une vraiment bonne façon de résister puis de participer aux démonstrations, aux manifestations, pardon. Puis voilà, ça nous donne un pouvoir qui, que les autres manifestants n'ont pas.
Quel pouvoir? Tu peux expliquer?
Ben, par exemple, celui de rire de la police. Plusieurs choses, en fait. Énormément de choses que les clowns peuvent faire, d'autres manifestants ne pourraient pas les faire parce qu'ils sont pas aussi fous.
Tu es dans la Clown Army depuis quand?
J'ai participé au training ici, en fait, à Edimbourg, il y a 4 jours.
Et alors, c'est la première fois que tu es un clown?
Oui, j'ai été un clown pour la manifestation de Make Poverty History. C'est vraiment une belle expérience.
Et quel est votre message comme armée des clowns?
Nous sommes anti-capitalistes, j'imagine anti-autoritariens aussi, et radicales.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez réussir?
Renforcer le mouvement altermondialiste, radical.
Press my hand. We're playing a game. It's called Ring a Ring of Posies. I think we're all posies, and they're the rings. And they're from Manchester, and they don't have names, but they got numbers.
What's your name?
My name is G.I. Joke. Get it? G.I. Joke.
I'm a free clown.
What's your name?
I'm Sideshow Bob of the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army. We're here to have a party. But the police don't like us to go anywhere.
Why?
They're protecting us from all these buildings. Yes.
Are they going to fall down?
But while they're here looking after us clowns, like...
It's very nice.
What laws are we going to be breaking?
You're going to be let out in twos. It's a Section 60, but he won't tell me what it is and I can't remember.
Hey, I know what a Section 60 is.
Say to
Section 60 is emergency Scottish law.
That will allow you... weapons?
That's no. For weapons.
Okay, so they can only search us for weapons. Nobody's got any weapons and we're going to let out twos. I suggest we hold hands.
Yes.
That's okay, though.
Go then.
Search me. So only weapons.
Search me.
Search me. Touch me now.
Touch me.
What are you doing?
We're hugging. We're hugging because they said they'd let go of us if we had on to each other. No, I said I'd hold on to him, so he let me go. But he won't let go. We hugged. He doesn't want to be hugged either. We're going to get searched.
We are
going
to get tickled.
We're
going to
get searched. We're going to get searched.
Full body searched.
For weapons. Because I've got lots of weapons.
All the cavities. They're going to get in all the cavities.
All the cavities.
Get my feather duster up all the
cavities.
It's okay, I'm wearing two pairs of underwear, so we'll all be safe.
Just one moment.
He's helping them search.
What's your name, please?
I forgot it.
You've forgotten?
I lost it.
You'll have some of your name on your pockets, maybe it'll give you a...
Remind me, I think I left it in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, there you go. Okay. No idea what your name is then.
No. I remember it once, but that was a long time ago.
I must remember.
Come on. I don't know. It's very tricky. I have quite a short attention span.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello.
Just stay here, please. Go and just tell me your name. Because you're going to have to stay here until you do, so... It's probably best that you do now. Okay.
I've got something to say. Let me see.
It's under Section 13 of the Criminal Procedures Scotland Act, okay? You may possibly be a witness to a crime that may happen. So under those terms, I'm allowed to ask you your name and address. Okay?
A crime that happens later?
Possibly may be the witness to a crime.
Maybe at some point. That's very possible. That's an ingenious idea.
Right. So can you give me
your
name and address?
If you get everyone in the country to give you their name, then they'll all be witnesses to whatever happens.
Well, I have to start somewhere, don't I? Right. Okay, so any ideas yet?
There was a lot.
Did you find anything with a name and address in there? No.
The police are taking the clowns one by one to search them and interrogate them to see whether they had something with them.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
We all have something with a name in here.
That's where I left it. It was in my pocket.
Gosh, do you think your name's in this?
That's very clever at the bank, isn't it? Putting my name on so I don't forget it.
Excellent. Could you hold that a second, colleague? Thank you. Mr. A. Braithwaite, any ideas what the A would stand for?
I'm not sure I can remember. Can you remember what my name was?
Anything else? Could it be?
No, that's not him.
No.
He has no red nose.
That's very
good. Good.
Very good.
If we could colour it. You could have a red nose on then, permanent.
Yeah, get a marker and we'll put a red nose on that.
Yeah! That would be very nice.
Right, so we know it's a Mr. A.H. Braithwaite. That's excellent. Any idea what the A and the H might stand for at all?
The H stands for H?
Excuse me. You're requesting details under Section 13.
That's exactly what I'm doing, excellent. Of course. Yeah. Mr. A.H. Braithwaite, come on. A.H. What does the A and the H stand for?
Are you in there?
Oh, Angus.
Oh, that's a nice Scottish name.
It certainly is.
I think it was a joke. I can't remember why.
Birth in there at all?
Is it going to be right?
When were you born, Angus?
It might be on this one here. Shall I help?
I like.
Yeah, I think you'll find that's...
This is a rail card. That was for my birthday. If you look hard enough, you find everything eventually.
I'm still trying to find the lottery numbers, but still.
The lottery numbers.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Braithwaite?
I'm a member of the insurgents, clandestine insurgents, rebel crowd army, here to protect the city from dangerous things.
And a home address? Where do you live at the moment, sir?
Where do I live?
Yes.
Is it on here?
Gosh, you never know, and I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I thought there'd be something with my address here, otherwise I don't know how I'll get home. Maybe someone else knows.
Any ideas at all? Town?
Town? This is a lovely game.
Thanks, Angus. We're enjoying it too. Any idea of an address yet, no?
So it's a lollipop. I've been checking if it's poisoned.
It's fine. It's fine, thank you.
I thought you were checking under section 60 to see if we had weapons.
Yes, that's. I'm going to give you a little search in a moment, just the rest of your pockets that I haven't searched yet.
Okay.
Once you give me your address, and then you can go.
Oh, it's like a little carrot dangling over my head. Give me your details and you can go away. When we go away, do you want to come for a party?
Well, I'll finish later on, so possibly. Yeah, that'd be great.
Can we have a party? I don't know where it is, but we'll find one.
Okay. Any ideas yet of an address?
Oh, let's check. Is it section 30 or section 13?
13.
You see, they haven't done very well because it's not written on here.
They've not prepared too well, have they?
Everything is under section 60, so...
It's a section 60 search, but it's a section 13 requirement in order to ascertain your name and your address. And unfortunately, I have to hold you until I get that. So if that's till midnight tonight,
I'm an address.
And
by what legal basis?
Scottish law.
Under section 13 of the Criminal Procedure of Scotland Act, we can require these people to give us a name and address because they may be a potential witness or a suspect in an incident.
A potential witness.
Something might happen.
Yeah, like something in the future that they might.
No,
witness.
Something that's happened.
Already, what happened? Yeah.
I don't know. I came here and I was informed. There's been an incident here, so I'm coming here to require.
No, we were here as well. Didn't
whether
see anything.
There was or not, I'm being told that from my supervisors.
So
okay.
You're using laws that don't apply to reality. There was no incident, so you're using a law that doesn't apply to reality because there was no incident.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? You got to respond to that. Come on. No.
Anyway.
No.
What about a country? You want to go for a country?
A country?
Yeah.
Is Britain a country?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That'll do.
Right. Now, what about a town?
Little. Britain? Mm-hmm. Maybe England?
Possibly, okay.
Okay.
Right, now about a town and a street in that town.
Have you got this one here?
That's someone else's. That's somebody else's.
I'm not sure I should see that. Do you want to turn the page over?
No, it's fine, I trust
you. Well, I'm worried.
Okay. Right, come along then.
Could you pass me your wallet again, please?
Oh, it's not in there.
Hold on, I've got an idea. Just stand there a second. I'll do this side.
Okay.
Never know what we might find.
Oh, I've got two.
You're awfully well prepared.
Mm. In a kazoo? Do you want to go? It's broken.
No, it's fine. Thank you.
Possibly Newcastle.
Newcastle? Oh.
Well, there's a new castle there.
You'll find it's a very old castle.
Well, it's newer than the earlier one, which was the old castle, and then they built a new castle on top of it.
Lovely.
More guys. I think you'll find they didn't.
Didn't they? I've been so misled.
Yeah, Newcastle, okay.
What's your name?
Colonel Wagonby.
Thank you.
Like a pine colonel.
I was asking him, and we're just stone blank facing us. I was asking him, why am I being held here? I wanted that from a police officer, why I've been held here. They stone faced us. They originally led us out. They said, you're going to pat us down. I got out. They said, it's an S60, which is emergency Scottish law. Under that, you're not entitled to give your name and address. But then they said it was an S13 on the S60, which is complete bull. So they're just trying to trick people. It's magic words. It's just magic words to try and confuse people to go, okay, you're on the spot, give me your name and address, which I did, and I wish I didn't, and I took the names of the cops and stuff, but they're just making stuff up as they go along and trying to intimidate us.
Yeah.
Like, for what? Like, look at the way we're all dressed. Like, it's ridiculous. Sorry. It's absolute. That's the whole point of it, Damien. That's the whole point of, like, That's the whole point of the party, isn't it?
Well, but it's fun.
It's the whole point of the party. Look at how overreactionary the state is. Look at what we're doing. We're dressed as clowns running around trying to have fun. And we can't do that. Like, that's the whole point of what we're trying to do, is the whole system is completely overreactionary and aggressive from top to bottom.
Wow.
But anyway, fun.
What's your clown name?
Private Asbo.
Thank you.